Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning and welcome. It's 9:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning. Mm-hmm. We'll get you through it. Cracker Barrel. Trump is sending in the National Guard to fix Cracker Barrel.
Hey, they'll probably like it. They probably like the pancakes.
They said, once again, Trump does something racist. He's just trying to protect the crackers.
Wow.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Cracker Barrel has admitted they could have done a better job with their controversial logo redesign. Well, really? I mean, are they that disconnected from what's going on? It's the whole woke background and the other things that they've been involved with that's come to light. Probably because, they changed the logo.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, too little, too late, too slow on the draw, too, not like in touch with reality. These people, how do they get these positions as like a CEO? Uh-huh. It's just mind-boggling to me.
Well, and you've got, as you peel back the layers, like you have described it, like under an onion, it's interesting what you pick up on this CEO. One, her agenda from a standpoint of lifestyle, come as you are, trying to, this all DEI inclusive kind of thing. And then I found the irony, which a lot of folks maybe from around the country didn't pick up on it, that we would have here in Florida. She was talking about having a meeting with, the people who run the restaurants, mm-hmm. and how they were like, oh, when can I get mine? I want the new redesign. I want the new logo. And they were having a meeting in Orlando. Which, if you think about Orlando, lifestyle, DEI, association, that's where she's getting all this support, is in Orlando.
Yeah. So is it support or is it pressure or is it both?
Well, you may have gotten support in Orlando of people who are on the same page as she is from her corporate positions.
I think, and this rings true once again, that companies should not focus on anything politically related at all. They should be the very best at the job or the service or the product that they're trying to sell. That's what you should be busy doing. That, in other words, that should take up all of your time. If I was on the board of directors and somebody said, "Oh yeah, we need to hire a vice president in charge of DEI," I'd be, and how does that make our food taste better? How does that make any of our help move quicker to get the order out on the table?
Mm-hmm.
How does that help to, hold the line on food costs? All these other factors. I mean, if you're doing it right, you should be very, very busy just paying attention and doing the best you can on the things that actually impact your business and your customers directly. I don't know where they have the time, energy, and money and resources to play games with this DEI crap.
I know.
And how long will it take them for us to learn? What's the next? Are we going to get another company like in 4 or 6 months that it'll come out that, oh, yeah, they went down this road too? It's like,
did you not read the headlines or watch the news the last time somebody did this stuff?
You've got time to play with DEI, but you don't read your own, like, I don't know, trade publications, the Wall Street Journal, things like that.
Yes.
You know, go woke, go broke. I mean, it's a pretty common phrase now.
Uh-huh.
Here we are a year later, the Bud Light experiment, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, I just, it boggles my mind because I know how, like, corporations work, man. They are so, like, profit-driven, you know? And when they got off on this whole tangent of, well, yeah, but social justice has to have a place in it, it's like, really? Do you think your employees would rather have a raise or be able to, or have you rate and go, oh, we're all DEI now? It's like, no, I got to feed my darn kids. It's crazy. It really is. And for it to continue, that's the real insanity. It's like, wait a second. Every other corporation and company has discovered a long time ago. What about Target? Huh?
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, get you 50% off the new Tuckett swimwear or whatever they were doing.
Yeah,
that was just insane. And I'm not just like prude or whatever. I'm very open-minded.
But these are always agendas.
Yeah, focus on what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
I don't get it. And and the thing is, what's so odd about it is whoever they're trying to satisfy, whoever it is,
right,
DEI groups, LGBTQ or whatever, that's just a sliver of your customers.
Mm-hmm.
If you're being honest,
mm-hmm,
you're gonna get 80% of your customers upset, so that 5% you might. What do you think? All of a sudden, LGBT people all communicate with, hey, Cracker Barrel's all DEI, man. Let's go there Sunday after church. Anyway, let's all go there Saturday. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me. And for the CEO now to come out and go, yeah, we could have done a better job on the logo redesign. That's the least of your problems. And now, of course, she's backtracking. Oh, Uncle Herschel will still have a place on the menu. Oh, we're still going to do this. We're still going to have chairs on the porch. We're still going to have a warm fire in the hearth, peg games on the table, unique treasures in our gift shop, vintage Americana with antiques pulled straight from our warehouse in Lebanon, Tennessee. Okay. It rings hollow. It's almost like you got caught and you're asking for forgiveness. What does that tell you when that's that kind of mentality? Probably somewhere along the line you knew that you were losing focus on your product playing in this DEI world, this woke world. And so now you know it. And now you've got to retrace your steps and try to get back to where you were. But it's too late. You've done damage, huge damage. And you wonder, I mean, now, is this CEO, is her job on the line now?
I haven't heard that, so I don't know.
I mean, look, you got a board of directors. Remember, you have a fiduciary responsibility as the CEO.
Mm-hmm.
The fiduciary responsibility is toward your shareholders. All your shareholders.
Yeah.
The people who believe that you have a good enough business model to succeed, that you're... the value of your company is going to go up.
Right. Not drop when you pull something like this.
Yeah, and I don't know that those people, when they look at the stock, they go, oh, well, my Cracker Barrel stock sucks, but I'm going to hang on to it because, you know, they're all woke and happy over there. No, I don't think it generally works that way. In fact, I know it doesn't. All right. I'm not going to worry about money anymore. I'm just going to play Powerball tomorrow night, and I'm going to win. Yeah, Wednesday night drawing estimated $815 million, seventh highest ever. And you would get a cash value of $367 million. I think most of us could get by on that. And good luck if you decide to play. Don't spend more than you can afford to lose. I used to look at it like a movie ticket. I go, it's like going to the movie. You escape with the fantasy that perhaps you could win. and just to have fun with it and debate what you would buy with it and all, yeah, it's worth the price of admission. But now when it's like, what, $12 now to go to a theater? It's like, well, I can't afford that either. Oh. All right. Kamala Harris raised, they raised $1 billion. They had $1 billion in their war chest. She ran, not a very good campaign. It wasn't all her fault, but it was just a mess from start to finish. But they managed to burn up $1 billion, and still her campaign ended up $20 million in debt. Wow. Mm. So she'll probably get a gig as a CEO at some company now.
Yeah. Running some college somewhere, maybe?
Yeah.
English department? Okay, maybe not.
Wow.
Maybe not.
Instead of where she really should be, making salad at one of those restaurants. 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. It's all coming up. 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Good morning and welcome. It's another day in paradise. In fact, it's Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 9:21 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeart Radio, or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. It's easy. Oh, this guy, Adam Kinzinger, he's another one of those weasels that rip my flesh. You know, he's not a congressman anymore, but, you know, because he used to have an R by his name,
yep.
Not deserved, by the way, not earned in any way. He was a weasel. He was hanging out and, you know, kissing butt with Liz Cheney,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Another non-Republican.
Yeah. And their anti-Trump crybaby antics. Well, he was on CNN, The Lead, and Jake Tapper, of course, you know, with his stupid little leading questions. Anyway, let's get to it. President Trump today called Chicago a, quote, killing field and indicated he will send in National Guard troops. What's your reaction? And do you agree with what Governor Pritzker had to say there about President Trump's mental faculties?
Oh, my goodness.
Jake Tapper and those bozos on the left denied that Biden had cognitive issues when it was obvious to anybody with one eye and half a brain that he was in unbelievable amount of cognitive decline.
Oh, yeah.
It was so ridiculously absurd and obvious. And these bozos, how do these idiots have jobs when they're so obviously biased beyond belief? What a jerk, Jake Tapper. Trump's mental faculties.
Really?
I know, really? Isn't it? It's of all the things you could say or all the areas you could go, right after 4 years of the incompetent Biden who didn't have a clue, and they come around and they question the mental faculties of President Trump.
Amazing.
It really is. They're so completely weak. I don't know. It makes you want to like laugh in their faces. It's like, I can't believe you people are that stupid.
The absurdity,
Keep doing what you're doing. You're so, so stupid.
Yeah.
And he said, and President Trump's mental faculties, asking him about that. So Kinzinger says, I mean, I fully agree. Of course, he could have told you anything.
Uh-huh. Yes, Jake, I fully agree, because I've always been a whiny little weasel. I remember when Liz Cheney would lead me around and go, let's get all excited about January 6th. Come on, we'll be the fake Republicans. Come on, you little weasel.
Mm.
He said, just look at it. Look at some of his ramblings. It's been like completely different from what it used to be. Really? Trump's different than what he used to be, huh?
Okay. He's actually getting more done because he's getting more cooperation this term. So, yeah, it's a little different.
He said, just 6 minutes ago, the Republican Party believed in things like local control. States should be able to make their own decisions, communities. And now the president really is a power play, let's be clear, particularly after you saw him threaten Baltimore. Man, I have never seen anybody threaten a city with law and order like that. I mean, the citizens were running scared. They're like, he's gonna bring both of the things we hate, law and order. They're both coming. Oh, my gosh. I mean, is this guy a bozo or what?
Amazing.
I fully agree, Jake.
Yeah, the Republicans used to be, local control, not Democrat-run blue cities. That's local out of control, pal. And it's been that way. This is nothing new. We finally have a president that has the moxie to address these issues that Americans, real Americans, every day care about. I mean, that's one of the most critically important things when people feel safe, when people are safe. That's why none of us want to live in a third world country. Okay? Yeah. And he says, and now the president really, it's a power play. Threaten Baltimore. Again, threatening a city. Hey, we're going to help you with law enforcement. We're going to help keep your city streets safe. No! Not that! No! The gangbanger won't bring the lottery tickets and the milk to me every Saturday night. Because they're going to be afraid. Oh, and he's doing this simply to try to look tough. You know, I don't think Trump has to try anything or do anything to look tough. You can ask the world leaders, both friends and foe, if they think President Trump is tough. I don't think a one would say he's not. But you, Ken Singer, you're the poster child for the emasculated male, you know?
What's that? Liz Cheney, what do you want me to do?
I can't even go on with it.
It's so ridiculous.
It is.
It just is so utterly ridiculous.
And the people that are like, there's hardly anybody watching CNN or MSNBC, yeah, but I mean, it's true. Like, I guess the ones that are left are really the hardcore brainwashed ones.
Yeah.
I told you a long time ago, they call you what they are. They say you're doing exactly what they're doing. It's as old as Karl Marx. That's where they got it from. 928 on the Bob Rose Show. We're about 15 minutes away from Things That Make You Smile. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and my dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis. That's coming up in a little bit. More headlines and information coming your way next on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Oh, President Trump may have really done it now.
Uh-oh. Really?
Didn't he? Yeah, did he learn? Don't mess with the logo. Don't mess with the logo. It's 9:35 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. President Trump is going to mess with the logo. He knows better than that. He has seen the painful lesson that Cracker Barrel is learning right now. And yet Trump wants to change the logo for the Department of Defense. In fact, it goes even further.
No.
He wants to change the name from Department of Defense to Department of War.
Bum, bum, bum. Wait a minute. Didn't we used to have a Department of War? And then
we
did. Department of Defense?
We did.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Department of War. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again.
Uh-huh.
President Trump on Monday floated returning the Department of Defense to its prior name, the Department of War, arguing that the name that is held since the 1940s is too defensive. It's too wussified. Department of Defense, I'll defense myself if you come and scratch my eyes out. It doesn't sound really tough, does it?
And it's only, and I get it, because when you've started talking about this, I'm like, I get that already. You're right. It's like, oh, we'll defend ourselves. No, it needs to mean we'll come kick your butt if we need to.
How about the Department of We'll Crush Your Bones to Make Our Bread?
That's kind of a long thing to put on a logo.
Okay.
But I get the point. I don't like it.
The Department of We're Going to Rip Your Face Off.
I like that one.
The Department of We're Going to Turn You Into a Sheet of Glass.
But that's very geographical, though.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, kind of. You know, sand, you know, that whole thing. Yeah.
Oh,
It might not work like, you know, up in Greenland or something. So.
Where the next world war will be fought.
Oh. Yeah.
Unless they join the United States as our 52nd state right after Canada.
Uh-huh.
No, seriously, he wants to, well, he's at least floating the idea. All right. I guess he floats these ideas just to see if he can get people.
It works.
Get them excited. We want to be defensive, but we want to be offensive, too. Oh, I think you cornered the market on that, Mr. President, and that's with all due respect.
He can offend most anyone.
Yes, he can.
Well, they like to get offended, actually.
Well, they deserve it a lot of times, too. I'm not saying that. But Mr. Trump tested out the Department of War moniker during a series of public events at the White House on Monday, including a meeting with the South Korean President Lee Jae-myung. And he argued that the U.S. had an unbelievable history of victory under the department's old name. I did hear him talking about that, referring to World War I and World War II. He's like, yeah, we win the Super Bowls, but some of those playoff games didn't go so well. The president said earlier Monday the change would likely be made over the next week or so. Really? You really think it's going to happen? Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, quote, we'll do it a couple of more times, and if everyone likes it, we'll make the change. Huh. Wow. Any other name changes you think are coming about? I mean, we've got the Gulf of America.
Yeah. I mean, he's given us things to think about now. We could probably come up with some new stuff.
Yeah.
We haven't thought about before now that the door is open.
What do we need to do? He's going to change the United States of America to the United States of the Easily Offended.
I think a lot of folks have run with that for a long time already.
Oh, they have?
It just hasn't been official.
I thought I invented the term anyway.
They've acted like it, yeah.
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 All right. What else is going on? Greg and I were having a great discussion about this earlier. Mm-hmm. President Donald Trump signed an executive order on Monday instructing the Department of Justice to prosecute instances of American flag burning and desecration that could incite a riot. Now, before everybody gets caught off on the tangents of this thing or the way people would defend it, here's the thing that changes the equation just a little bit.
Okay.
Trump emphasized that the Supreme Court, which protected flag burning under the First Amendment in 1989, Texas versus Johnson case, it has not ruled that burning the flag in a manner that can incite a riot or violence is constitutionally protected. In other words, can you burn the flag constitutionally? The Supreme Court has weighed in and said, yes, you actually do have the right to do that.
Okay, so that scenario, if this is the road we're going down, you could go into your backyard where nobody sees you and you could quietly burn all the American flags you want to, and you're not inciting anything. You are expressing your feeling about the flag, and you're not inciting a riot. That's fine.
Yeah, his point is, your constitutional free speech is limited. Just, it would be parallel to yelling fire in a crowded theater. You can't, mm-hmm. you can't do, I mean, unless there really is fire.
Because usually when somebody does it in public, it looks no different than when they're doing it in, you know, when Hamas is doing it, and they're burning an American flag in the street to make a point.
I mean, it is fair to say that if you do burn the flag in America, mm-hmm. there's a very good chance you will have just incited a riot.
Yes, and it will land on you very quickly, personally.
So that's the kind of, if you can, he's kind of massaging this a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the misnomer, I think, with some people is, oh, that sounds, you know, that's hippies. Yeah, they defend free speech if they can burn the flag type thing. But actually, it's a very conservative notion that, you know, what the flag stands for symbolizes a much, much larger than what you could possibly do by actually burning the flag. In other words, our freedoms are bigger than that, and that's kind of the point being made. And Judge Scalia, Antonin Scalia, not exactly a lefty.
No.
And he said that, yeah, it's constitutionally protected form of free speech. But I don't think that they looked at it. It wasn't within there, the context of the case,
right,
of the inciting a riot part of it. So at first, I'll have to say, I kind of wrote the Trump idea off a little bit. I said, well, you've got a more conservative judges, so would it pass this time? Chances are maybe even have less of a chance.
Mm-hmm.
So if he massages it in this way, if it's presented properly, then he really might have something there, because
mm-hmm. I hope so.
Free speech that incites a riot, that is not included within your free speech rights. So
it is
very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And here's where he got it wrong. He said, as you know, through a very sad court, I guess it was a 5-4 decision, they called it freedom of speech. And he, of course, and I hate when he does this, he catches himself off guard, because he probably doesn't realize that Scalia actually said that, yeah, it is freedom of speech. But he said, but there's another reason, which is perhaps much more important. It's called death. Because that's what happens when you burn a flag, the area goes crazy. If you have hundreds of people, they go crazy. When you burn the American flag, it incites riots at levels that we've never seen before. People go crazy in a way, both ways. There are some that are going crazy for doing it, and there are those that are angry about them doing it. This will be interesting to see.
Well, I think for a lot of folks, it is as an American, it's like attacking our country. Just as, like, I cited earlier, just like they do in the Middle East or some third world derelict country, when they want to burn our flag, they're making a point. If you, as someone who lives here, are trying to do the same thing and make that same point, then I think it's like you're attacking our country. Death to America. They usually chant that when they're burning an American flag. So if that's what you think, hey, go hang out with them.
So do you think that Trump will, with this way of looking at it, do you think it'll pass the Supreme Court, and they'll say, yeah, we agree with you, burning the flag is constitutionally protected, but not if it's done in a way that could or will incite a riot?
I think that's an interesting twist, and I get it, and I see the difference between the two, so I hope so.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
It is interesting that this president, he touches on things, and he has every right to bring it up, and he has every right to have his opinion on it. I just wish he knew a little bit, you know, more about the makeup of the Supreme Court. And because I think that that's an obvious thing that a lot of people would do. They'd assume that was kind of a left of center ruling. I even did. Until I, you know, read some of the stuff that Scalia had said. And then I'm like, yeah, that's how I feel about it, that what we have, these rights and freedoms are bigger. And it can't be destroyed by, you know, you could disparage a symbol, but you can't change what the symbol stands for. And that was my point. But anyway, he wants to impose a federal penalty for burning or desecrating the U.S. flag. And I know this will get people talking.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A lot of us can remember, maybe, you know, when Dad finally broke down and bought the new color TV. And then, of course, a lot of us can relate to growing up. It's like, I can't wait till I have my own job because I'm going to get a much better TV than my parents have. I remember buying a Sony Trinitron. It was $409 on sale, and that really was a good sale. That's for a 19-inch color TV. That was a bargain. What can you get now for $400?
Oh,
can't you get
the theater
80-inch screen or something?
You need four friends to help you carry it. It's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was on this day, Greg, on this day, August 26, 1939, the first televised Major League Baseball game is broadcast on station W2XBS.
Mm. Okay.
The station then became WNBC-TV. Announcer Red Barber calling the game between the Reds and the Brooklyn Dodgers at Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, New York. At the time, television was still brand new. How many, and you questioned this right from the get-go, off the air. You said, how many people actually had TVs in 1939?
That was a luxury.
Pretty early on.
Yeah. Because we still see the images from the 40s and 50s, families sitting around the radio.
Yeah.
So.
Well, guess what? There was only about 400 TVs in all the New York area.
Wow.
Think about it.
That's
millions
amazing.
Of people lived there even then.
And 400 TVs.
And it wasn't until 1946 that regular network broadcasting caught on in the U.S. And only in the mid-50s did television sets become more common in the American household. So, yeah, World War II kind of got in the way of all that. But it was way back in 1939 at the World's Fair, which was being held in New York City. It became the catalyst for the historic broadcast because the television was one of the fair's prize exhibits. You know, think about it. If you had never seen a television.
Oh, my goodness.
And you see a television for the first time, that had to be something special. So they thought the Dodgers-Reds doubleheader would be the perfect event to showcase America's grasp on new technology.
Wow.
And many new technologies, it wasn't all that great. I mean, you couldn't see the ball if it was being pitched or hit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the camera couldn't catch up to it. But that's when it all began, way back in the day, as we like to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's 9:48 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Coming up next, we're going to give you things that make us smile, upbeat positive thoughts, brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. And our phones are down, so don't bother calling. And they're working on that right now and should be definitely ready for tomorrow. All right. Things that make you smile next on 97.3 The Sky. Time now for things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts that we're going to share with you, brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. And I thank her and the whole staff for that. Mm-hmm. Awesome people. You know what makes me smile?
What's that?
Barbara Eden. Barbara Eden.
I dream of Jeannie.
I dream of Jeannie as well. And she is just proving that she just never slows down. Still looks fantastic.
How old is she?
She is 94 as of a few days ago. Yeah, three days ago. Yeah, she turned 94. And photographic evidence. I got to tell you, she looks fantastic. And, you know, a lot of people want to know, you know, what's your secret for doing this? And, you know,
it's magic.
And I'm like, she's a genie.
Exactly.
Come on, man.
It's magic.
It's not that big a deal when you're a genie.
People just don't think about it.
Yeah.
Common sense.
I know, and that's why I'm here. Straighten them up.
I appreciate it.
The Smoking Gun is up next, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Wilson Contreras had an epic meltdown when he was tossed from the series opener between the Cards and the Pirates, having to be held back by coaches, and he was so mad. He threw his helmet down, and he threw his bat, and his bat inadvertently hit one of the coaches. St. Louis led 6-5 when Contreras was rung up by home plate umpire Derek Thomas. As he was walking away from the plate, apparently the umpire said something, and Contreras, he just snapped out, went into a tirade. Of course, he was tossed, you know. And then later on, one of the other players said to him, "Hey, man, it's just a game." And a second riot broke out, and that's the smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. Have a great day. See ya!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.